The possibility of war has stirred a wide range of emotions within California's large Latino community. With more than 23,000 soldiers on active duty, the state has the largest Hispanic military population in the U.S. Though many Latinos support war with Iraq, there is also a growing anti-war sentiment within the community. Alex Cohen reports from member station KQED.
The subject of war with Iraq is a deeply personal one for David Perez of Lompoc, California. Perez spent 4 years with the Marines and took part in Desert Storm.
The only regret I have is not being able to take it all the way and complete it, so we wouldn't have to be going through what we are today.
48% of Latinos nationwide agree with Perez that military action in Iraq is justified. That's according to a recent Pew Hispanic Center poll. But that number is considerably less than the 60-70% of the general population supporting war with Iraq in recent news polls. Latinos surveyed expressed particular concern about possible casualties, tighter immigration policies, and the economic impact that war with Iraq may create. Recently, a group called Latinos Contra la Guerra, or Latinos Against the War, sponsored a protest in the East L.A. neighborhood of Boyle Heights. Protesters marched from a high school to a nearby Army and Marine recruiting center. They shouted, "Schools yes, wars no." Protester Ron Rodriguez teaches at a local elementary school. He brought his granddaughter, Catalina, now in the first grade, to the march. He says the money needed to fund a war would be better spent at home.
I could see that there's lack of materials in the school and lack of things that they need, many things, and I'm really concerned about your future.
Rodriguez and other members of Latinos Against the War say they're also concerned about the presence of military recruiters at local high school campuses. They believe the military targets young Latinos with Spanish language billboards and advertisements like this one that appeared on Univision and Telemundo.
My name is Elise Borjas. I'm from San Mateo, California, a small town outside of San Francisco. I'm 20 years old. I'm going to the Army.
In fact, the numbers show that Latinos are currently underrepresented in the U.S. military. Although they account for 12.5% of the U.S. population, they make up just 9% of the armed forces. A frequently heard claim from Latino anti-war activists is that Latinos are more likely to die on the front lines. This idea is largely based on numbers from the Vietnam War. Back then, there were approximately 12,000 Latino casualties. Those deaths accounted for 20% of the total fatalities of U.S. troops, even though Latinos made up just 5% of America's population at the time. But those numbers are old, says Sergeant Luis Zacharias, a Mexican-American Army recruiter. Zacharias says that when a recruit joins the Army, he or she can choose from more than 200 different jobs. He says no one is forced to choose an infantry job because of race.
This is a new Army. It's Army 1, and basically, once you're in the Army now, it's not whether you're Mexican or black. It's just everybody. It's like in the Army, we have a saying, we're all green.
The real green of the military is the salary it offers to lure young, poor Latinos, says Diana Romero. Romero is a teacher and anti-war activist and has been trying to persuade her 18-year-old brother against joining the Marines. He's in his fourth year of high school, but doesn't have the grades to graduate. And Romero says he sees the military as the best option for his future.
He feels like he's a burden right now on my parents. So he feels that one way is to just leave. And that way my mom doesn't have to feed him anymore or support him. So really for him it's economic.
But Romero says her brother realizes the decision is not an easy one to make. Although he knows that joining the Marines could greatly benefit him and his family financially, he also believes that the billions of dollars a war with Iraq would cost might mean that less money is spent to improve life here at home in East L.A. Both Diana Romero and her brother joined Latinos Against the War in a peace rally earlier today. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.